thing on. Word. So what, we get drunk. So what, we smoke weed. We're just having fun. We don't care who sees. Oh, so what, we go out. That's how it's supposed to be.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of Here's the Thesis. This week, we're going to be talking about drugs and alcohol and their effect on the high school environment. Here are your hosts, G-Money,
H-Dog,
B-Killa.
We are WHS juniors, just like all of you, and we're out here serving you the most boiling, hottest tea we have for you. So grab your teacups and get ready to sip.
In high school, many students are presented with lots of temptations, such as trying new drugs and different types of alcohol. And sometimes this can lead to being very distracting to students' environment and their working skills. So we decided to catch up with a few students and see what they had to do with drugs and alcohol and their thoughts on it.
With this generation, it's so much easier to get things like drugs and alcohol that can affect like what you're doing at like outside of school, because it's so much easier to get fake IDs or to like contact older people that can get stuff for you, whether they're like a friend, a cousin, a sibling, like whoever they are.
I know like three people in my friend group, not saying names, that already have a fake ID. We're 16 years old. So like we are 5 years off.
And there are a few who are still getting some. So like, it's just so much easier now than it was before, so it has so much of a bigger effect on like the classroom and like what's going on inside and outside of school, and there's just so much like pressures that go along with it.
Peer pressure is a big problem these days too. Like if you don't want to do it, like you're gonna end up doing it anyway, even if like you're trying so hard not to.
I know that my friends really like to kick it back and have a good time. Although we enjoy having a good time, sometimes these really good times that we have don't result in the best outcomes, and we just decided to ask a few people what their worst situation was when it came to drugs and alcohol and what the consequences and how did it affect them.
Now let's hear what a few of Winthrop High School students have to say about this.
My name is Kaya Rodriguez, and I personally think that drugs and alcohol use personally affect students because they believe that they will fit in if they take part of this, especially at a party, and if they don't, they will get peer pressured into it, and they'll cave in, so then they fit in with upperclassmen.
I'd say my worst experience with drugs and alcohol would be when I was maybe 8-9 years old, and I was driving with my father, and we got into a car crash because the driver in the other car was drunk. The car got totaled. We were fine, but it was still pretty scary.
So oftentimes in class, everyone's talking about parties, and I always want to feel included, so I want to talk about the parties, and it just really distracts me from my work overall.
Some students from Winthrop High School who are against drugs and alcohol gave their insights on the negative impact that drugs and alcohol create for students.
There's also some other ways where drinking and partying can be distracting in the classroom, because if someone has a bad experience with something or they heard something that happened at a party, everyone's going to be talking about it, and it can definitely upset the person that it involves, and it can be super distracting for everyone to hear. And if the teacher hears it, then they're going to have a bad impression of that student. I definitely know that this has happened to me and some of my friends. It's just a bad situation overall, and it could definitely be resolved if there wasn't as much underage drinking.
I would never do that. I am only 16 years old. It is illegal. I'm a Boy Scout, and I follow the law. Thank you.
Well, drinking and doing drugs are very bad, because when you do it at a young age, it messes up with your brain growth and development, so you really shouldn't do them.
My name is Mara Dore, and my opinion on drug and alcohol use is that it is becoming more and more common within younger people. I know people who are 15 who are 6 years below the age limit, and that is not right.
We also caught up with Miss Daniel, a chemistry teacher here at Winthrop High School, to see how vaping is affecting her classroom.
So in recent years, I've noticed vaping, of course, affecting my students. Not only have I noticed vaping paraphernalia and chargers and things like that plugged into their Chromebooks, but people will leave class to vape. And it's because it's so easy to hide it, and because it's so easy to it's so hard to detect it. It's really hard to control it as a school system, and so I think that's been a really big shift, because typically things like smoking, you can smell it so much that it just it's been really obvious, whereas vaping tends to be so discreet, it's been really hard to control. So I think the thing that's worked best with high school kids with vaping is just really getting them to understand the dangers of vaping, and then they tend to really shy away from it since it's so bad for your health.
As you can see from the interviews, drugs and alcohol definitely has a huge effect on all the students at our school and many other students at different high schools. Thanks for listening, and I can't wait to see you guys again next week. H-Dog out.
Thank you for listening to our opinions and some of our classmates' opinions on drugs and alcohol and how they affect them in a high school setting. I know that it affects me a lot. And I hope you guys will stick around till next week, because next week we have another great episode. So, peace.
Make sure to tune into next month's episode so that you can get all of the information on what is going on around Winthrop High School.
Bye, and we'll see you next time on Here's the Tea, Sis.
So what, we get drunk. So what, we smoke weed. We're just having fun. We don't care who sees. So what, we go out. That's how it's supposed to be. Living young.